Well, that was a close call.
Yeah, a little bit too close for comfort, to be fair. Look, there's nothing wrong with the wicket. Great wicket. We bowled absolutely exceptional, really, to keep them down to 118. And to be fair, we should have knocked them off in 16, 17 overs.
So what went wrong?
I suppose a little bit of leaving it to someone else. You know, the top order, they actually got in. You know, it's their job to finish it. You know, they bat in the top order for a reason. They got to go out there and knock them off.
Because the boundaries dried up, didn't they, from about the 11th over. That was it.
Yeah, look, and there was a time, especially when Carbs and Jimmy were going, they were going, nice, didn't need to do anything silly, just knock them around and we'll pick up the boundaries because they're the guys that are in. But unfortunately, they didn't do that and, it got a little bit too close. It could have easily gone the other way and that would have been a horror loss.
So was that a total below par on that wicket?
Oh, miles below. 150's par on that. Easy, easy. Beautiful wicket, as we saw with our start that we got. It wasn't turning. Both spinners said that it didn't turn at all. So, you know, it wasn't turning. It's just a, you know, big outfield and both teams didn't bat particularly well.
I mean, we're all great you won, but you think it was a bit of complacency there in that chase?
I can't put my finger on it, to be honest, because the last couple of games we've batted really well to knock them off. So this game was a little bit different. We're going to have to play a lot better than this if we want to contend in the finals, that's for sure.
It was a run of ball for a large part of the last three or four overs, certainly in the last two overs. Did you at any point think, because the runs were drying up, that actually that might be too many?
No, look, I always thought we were going to win, but it was just when we were going to do it. And then, the whole time I was thinking, please don't take it to the last over, because, you know, we know what anything can happen in the last over, no matter who's bowling. And, you know, Scott Styra showed he took it down to the last ball. You know, we only needed to run a ball for the last over, and he still took it down to the last ball. So it's 2020, you can win from anywhere. And as they showed, you know, going in to bowl after that, especially after the first six overs, they were nowhere. They weren't winning that game. And then they nearly pulled off a miraculous win, or we nearly gave them a miraculous win.
That last over was important, obviously, for Hampshire win, but for Sussex, kind of almost puts them out of the groove, that last
over. Yeah, you know, as far as I'm looking at it, they're out now, so we don't have to worry about Sussex. It's, the others are going really nicely at the moment. Other teams are strong. Everyone's beating everyone. It's one of those groups that everyone beats everyone. So Sussex are going to knock a few teams over for the last half of their season. So it's going to be interesting to see who ends up on top. We're going to have to play a lot better, like I said, though, to contend or to get to the quarterfinals, that's for sure.